Can you talk a little bit about what you say to a patient who is going to start on aromatase inhibitor in terms of possible side effects and complications, and how that compares to what you would say to a postmenopausal patient starting on tamoxifen?
In a patient who is starting tamoxifen, I will generally tell them that the side effects that patients complain about most are hot flashes. There may be vaginal dryness or vaginal discharge. I tell them that many patients complain of weight gain, but I also tell them that placebo produces the same degree of weight gain, so it's not at all clear that the tamoxifen is responsible for that. And then I tell them those are mostly nuisance side effects. They can be very bothersome, but the dangerous side effects are increased risk of blood clots, increased risk of uterine cancer, and slightly increased risk of cataracts. In a patient who's receiving an aromatase inhibitor, I will, or if I'm contrasting it with tamoxifen, I will tell them they may have hot flashes, but in general they're milder than those with tamoxifen. They may have vaginal dryness. I tell them some patients get joint aches and pains with an aromatase inhibitor. This tends to improve with time. It happens in a minority of patients. It can be treated, but in some patients it is not acceptable and leads to treatment being discontinued. And then I tell them the serious side effect that we worry about are effects on bone density. So then we go into monitoring bone density, inquire as to whether they've had their bone density checked, family history, that sort of thing.
Can you talk a little bit more about the arthralgias that you see with AIs, you know, sort of where it occurs and how difficult it is? Is there a tie, you know, is it more early morning or anything else about the clinical characteristics?
Well, I would say the clinical characteristics are variable. What's been sort of classically described is arthralgias in the hands predominantly, tends to be worse in the morning, tends to get better with more prolonged treatment. I also have patients who just complain of aches and pains everywhere, particularly when they get up in the morning.
How often does it become such a problem you either want to switch treatment or stop it?
This becomes a problem that leads to some manipulation, stopping treatment or switching, some single-digit percent of the time, less than 5% probably.
If the anti-tumor effect of tamoxifen and the aromatase inhibitors was the same, would that affect your choice? Would you still choose an AI because of the side effects and toxicity profile?
I probably would. If you look at the studies comparing an aromatase inhibitor and tamoxifen, there are fewer patients who quit an aromatase inhibitor than who quit tamoxifen. Also, in some patients who have uterine fibroids, you're ending up with hysterectomies for various reasons. Patients will have thickening of the endometrium on ultrasound, and they may end up having endometrial biopsies, DNCs, and so on when they're taking tamoxifen. So that in most cases, I find the aromatase inhibitor is better tolerated.
I guess the one thing about tamoxifen is in terms of endometrial cancer and deep vein thrombosis, stroke, whatever, you can't really predict who's going to get that.
No, you can't.
Does it tend to occur more in older patients?
Well, I think it tends to occur more in people who are predisposed to develop these problems. It happens more often in patients who have genetic abnormalities predisposing them to thrombosis. So a family history is important. If someone has no thrombotic history, no family history of thrombosis, there is still some risk with tamoxifen.